Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Excited to say that the Pro Football Scouting Podcast is the highest ranked football podcast in America today. So I appreciate you guys for listening in. I do love answering your guys' questions. So remember, every Friday, I will answer questions from listeners. Send your questions. You can send me a voice message right here on Anchor. Or if you are listening anywhere else, or just want to do it by email, my email is stevethescout81@gmail.com. I do get a number of questions each week, so I will do the best I can to answer each of them. This week on Wednesday today, I am going to be ranking what I believe are the 10 best defenses in the NFL. And let me just say this. The defenses that I'm giving evaluations on that I'm ranking, all of the top players and all these defenses, I've watched game tape on. One thing that you guys will always hear me talk about is I believe in the media, you're just seeing a lot of people that are copying other people. My stuff is authentic because I am literally watching the game tape of these defenses and the players that are playing on them. It takes a lot of time for me to actually really get a true opinion together on a subject like this because you're looking at a lot of players on 10 different teams. So I am confident that these are the 10 best defenses in the NFL right now. I'm gonna rank them, and when I rank them, I'm doing it with hard evidence. All right, and starting out this list at number 10, I have them ranked as the 10th best defense in the NFL. The only reason I don't have them ranked higher is because right now they have questions in their secondary. So coming in at number 10 are the Carolina Panthers. Let's look at their front seven. They already had Kawan Short, one of the best defensive tackles in the game. Now you're going to add Domantari Poe to that defensive line. They have Julius Peppers playing there. Julius Peppers, despite his age, is still playing football at a high level. You have Thomas Davis. Yeah, he'll be suspended for 4 games, but you also have your centerpiece, which is Luke Kuechly, and you get quality for Mario Addison as well. When you look at these guys, Domantari Poe, Kawan Short, Julius Peppers, Luke Kuechly, Mario Addison, Thomas Davis, it's a good group of guys to have in your front seven. Now, they definitely have some issues in the secondary. I am a big fan of the guy they drafted in the second round, which is Dante Jackson. First round, the Panthers got DJ Moore, wide receiver. Second round, they got Dante Jackson, a guy that is incredibly smooth and ran a 40 at a 4.32. And then just in terms of the actual drills of the combine, he looked really smooth. So he can definitely add some needed help back there in the secondary. But still, with your defensive line and your overall front seven looking like that, it's hard not to put the Panthers on this list. Coming in at number 9, a team that the Panthers will actually always be compared to because they debuted in the NFL same year, the Tennessee Titans. So the Titans coming at number 9, they now have Mike Vrabel, former linebacker from the New England Patriots, a guy that served as linebacker coach, defensive coordinator, and now is a head coach in the NFL, is going to be the coach of Tennessee this year. But if you look at Tennessee's front seven, they got some stuff to be excited about. In terms of your edge rushers, they have a great rotation and depth there of guys they can bring in and bring out. So in terms of guys they have to rush the passer, you have Brian Arakpo and Derek Morgan. But you also brought in Rashawn Evans, and you also got Harold Landry this year in the NFL draft. Rashawn Evans is a guy, he's an Alabama linebacker, a guy that's NFL ready that you can line up really, really all over the place and can find use for him. He is one of the most versatile defensive players that came out in this last year's draft. And I definitely believe that Harold Landry has tremendous upside as a pass rusher. And if you ask me, Harold Landry probably should have gone towards the end of the first round, if just in my opinion. But when you look at also their interior, they got Jarrell Casey, one of the best interior defensive linemen still in the game. In their secondary, Kevin Byard had a big year last year. And then you've added Malcolm Butler and Logan Ryan from the Patriots. So I do believe that overall, when you look at the Titans, you definitely there's good reason to be excited about their front seven, which is still developing. Their secondary is still developing, but definitely a lot to like there. And a team that, you know, on the defensive side of the ball is definitely well-rounded. That's why they're coming in at number 9. Coming in at number 8 are the Dallas Cowboys. This is the reason that I think the Cowboys are going to be elite. Jalen Smith is now healthier, and this is a guy that when I scouted him coming out of college, and a lot of other people did as well, this is arguably the most versatile, best overall linebacker on college tape in the last, you know, 3 to 5 years. When you're looking at versatility, playmaking ability, and just being a complete linebacker, there's no one that impressed me with their tape as much as Jalen Smith did. Now, Jalen Smith, you know, he's been healthy. Now he's going to be healthier. And I think the combination of him with Randy Gregory playing at the same time is really going to help the Cowboys be an elite defense. Go back to Gregory's Nebraska tape. His initial get off and quickness are absolutely elite. I thought it was the best of any edge rusher in that class. On top of that, they have DeMarcus Lawrence coming off of a huge year, was the sack leader last year. And then you have Sean Lee, who's still a great linebacker. You have Leighton Vander Esch, who they drafted, who I think can immediately help them in coverage. And in terms of sideline-to-sideline pursuit, he's got it. I think Leighton is still needs to grow into more of a football player, but they have a guy that can contribute right away. Take into account that the Cowboys also have quality starters at the defensive tackle, and I like Byron Jones as the cornerback. Shouldn't have been playing safety, but now he can move back to corner. With all these things said, I think the Cowboys are ready to be an elite defense, but I think the thing that's really going to set them apart is having Randy Gregory back and having Jalen Smith continue to evolve. Coming in at number 7 are the Denver Broncos. You got to remember, in their secondary, people think they seem to have a weak secondary because they lost to Aqib Talib, but they still have Chris Harris there. Bradley Roby is still a solid player. And when you want to think about dealing with the combination of Von Miller and Bradley Chubb is the best pass rusher that's come out in the draft in the last couple of years. When you want to talk about his actual skill set of playing that position, there has been no one as skilled as him that's come out in the last few years. And then what I really think is going to be the key for the Broncos having a good season is going to be the kind of production they get from their rotational pass rushers, guys like Shane Ray and Shaquille Barrett. If those guys can be productive, big things for the Broncos this next year. If you look at Jadeveon Clowney and the evolution of him, he has gotten consistently better since he's come into the league. He is now at the point where he is literally unblockable. Now that the guy's actually learned how to play the game at an NFL level and is not relying just strictly on his athleticism, and he's combining the athleticism now with very refined skill, Jadeveon Clowney is one of the 3 or 4 hardest defenders to block in the NFL. Maybe the hardest one outside of Aaron Donald. When you take into consideration that, and the fact that J.J. Watt may be healthy for a full season, and J.J. Watt is the best 3-4 defensive end in the history of the NFL, that is scary right there. You also got to take into consideration what they've been able to do in their secondary, not with the cornerbacks, but specifically with their safeties. They've gotten Tyrann Mathieu, another guy. You gotta hope he's healthy. But they also got the younger brother of Eric Reed, who is a Pro Bowler. His brother Justin Reed, who if you ask me, his tape is better than his brother's, and a guy that I think is gonna end up being one of the biggest draft steals. They got 2 good safeties right there. You know, they have decent cornerbacks. So one of them is definitely aging. But, you know, when you look at the Texans, you know, if they can have Jadeveon Clowney, J.J. Watt, and even a Whitney Mercilus help them up front. It is going to be a big deal and something that is going to be very difficult for opposing offenses to plan against. So recapping 10 through 6, we have the Carolina Panthers at 10, the Tennessee Titans at 9, the Cowboys at number 8, the Broncos at 7, the Texans at 6, and now we're going into the defenses that are elite. Of the defenses that I have just mentioned, I do not believe any of those 10 through 6 are elite defenses. I believe the defenses that are truly elite are going to be here in the top 5. So Houston's number 6, but there is a big jump when we're getting to number 5, and that team ranking at number 5 are the Los Angeles Chargers. What stopped the Chargers from being an elite defense was their ability to stop the run. They were the 31st ranked run defense last year. They could sure as hell generate a pass rush with guys like Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa, arguably the best tandem of pass rushers in the NFL today. Because look, J.J. Watt hasn't been healthy. Bradley Chubb has not played it down yet. But when you want to look at a pair of pass rushers playing together at the same time that are proven together at the same time, Ingram and Bosa might be number one. When you look at Corey Legit, still one of the best defensive tackles in the game, and now they have made their run better by adding, in the first round, Derwin James, who I believe was the best defensive player in the draft this year, and I'm telling you this, if it's not year one, it'll be by year two. Derwin James is going to be the best run-stuffing safety in the NFL. I'm going to say this, I got Harrison Smith ranked as one of my top 20 players. I believe Derwin James can be better than him. Derwin James is an absolute freak and a guy that has tremendous versatility, and I'm really excited to see how he plays at the next level because I think he's going to dominate. When you look at Casey Hayward, last year everyone talked about Jalen Ramsey. It was all about Jalen Ramsey last year, but Casey Hayward quietly had one of the most impressive seasons on film I think you could ever want from a cornerback. He traditionally was a slot receiver, but then moved to the outside and started shadowing guys one-on-one. Casey Hayward shut a lot of guys down last year. When you look at him, he is, in my opinion now, one of the three or four best cornerbacks in the NFL and a guy that is absolutely a lockdown corner. The Chargers have a great defense. Last year it was great against the pass. Now I think they have the ability to be good against the run. With Derwin James and Uchenna Nwosu and also having Corey Legit up the middle, the Chargers are now what I see as a complete defense. Looking at the Philadelphia Eagles, and they come in at number 4, they might have the deepest defensive line in the NFL. When you want to look at depth, combination of depth and talent, I'm not sure if there's anyone that can really match them. There is one team, though, that I think will give them a run, who is going to be coming up shortly. But when you look at what the Eagles have on their defensive line, they have Derek Barnett from Tennessee, a guy that in his rookie year played well, and a guy that if you look at his play as the season went on, he continually got better, and you look at even just his technique, it got better over time. Chris Long can still play. A lot of people thought he was washed up, but he can still be a big contributor. You got Michael Bennett, one of the best overall defensive, or I'd say, if you want to look at being really good and being really consistent, he's one of the top defensive linemen of the last 5 years. Brandon Graham has turned himself into one of the best edge rushing defensive ends in the game. You got Fletcher Cox, who I believe outside of Aaron Donald is the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL, and if he needs a break, you put in Haloti Ngata. When you look in their secondary, you got Ronald Darby, you got Malcolm Jenkins, so there is reason to believe that the Eagles defense is going to have another big year. I believe, you know, the one thing that will give them a boost is, you know, as good as Vinnie Curry was, I believe they're getting a better player in Michael Bennett. So I do expect the Eagles' defense to be even better. And if you take that into account with the fact that Derek Barnett was only a rookie last year, And now he's going to be a guy that I believe is going to be a double-digit sack guy along with Brandon Graham. When you look at the Eagles' defensive line, it is going to be hard to deal with. But if you want to look up at, if you want to look at a matchup nightmare, I don't know if there's any matchup nightmare that's going to be as hard for teams to deal with as it will in Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald, both playing with their hand in the dirt at the same time. Teams are going to have to pick their poison because you can't double team both of them. When you look at their secondary, Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib, maybe outside of Jacksonville, and maybe even number one, that might make up the best tandem of cornerbacks in the NFL. So when you look at the Rams, firepower on offense, firepower on defense, I believe the hype is real. The Rams should be poised for a huge run in 2018. So we're down to our top two, and I'll say that these two defenses are considerably better than any other defense on this list. They are, in my opinion, the only two defenses on this list that really don't have any noticeable weaknesses. So coming in at number two are the Minnesota Vikings. Looking at what the Vikings have up front, they got Daniel Hunter, an underrated pass rusher who's got almost 20 sacks in the last 2 years. Everson Griffin, in terms of a variety of pass rush moves and a get off, one of the best defensive ends in the NFL, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And then on the inside, you got Linval Joseph and now Sheldon Richardson. So up front, just looking at their defensive line, the Eagles and the Vikings, two best defensive lines in the NFC, no question about it. The Eagles might be a little bit deeper, but it's definitely pretty close there. When you look at what they have at linebacker, I was big on Eric Kendricks coming out of college. He's been solid, and now looking at their secondary, they got talent there as well. Trey Wayans, I believe, will have a better year this year. Xavier Rhodes has shown himself to be a good player. I believe right now Harrison Smith is the best overall safety in the NFL. And although Mike Hughes, who I actually had ranked as my top cornerback in the NFL draft this year, believe it or not, ahead of Denzel Ward, he has not reported to training camp yet. He's unsigned, but I do believe Mike Hughes has a world of talent if he gets a chance to play this year. So Vikings coming in at number two. It's a defense with really not many weaknesses whatsoever. And if they can get some production out of Anthony Barr, that'll be even better. But the Vikings definitely are shaping up to yet again be one of the top three defenses in the NFL. And on my list, they come in at number two. All right, the team that I believe is the best defense in the NFL are the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's look at what they have up front just on their defensive line. Pass rusher Yannick Ngakoue. A guy that is a beast, has a hell of a motor, and a guy that a lot of people don't know a good deal about, but someone that had about 8.5, 9 sacks last year, just with what I saw on tape, this is a guy who could easily get 12, 13, 14 sacks next year. The fastest get off really of any defensive lineman they have on that team, and they got some good defensive linemen there. When you want to talk about a fast get off, they drafted Taven Bryan. In the first round defensive tackle. And if that's not enough, you got Malik Jackson and Marcell Dareus, also guys that can play on the inside as well. So just looking at that defensive line, they have Ngakoue, Malik Jackson, Taven Bryan, Marcell Dareus, and then, of course, a guy that actually could have won Defensive Player of the Year last year, Calais Campbell. That is about as good as a defensive line as you're going to see in the NFL. Now looking at their linebackers, Telvin Smith. If I had to look at which linebackers were best side to side last year, I'm looking at two guys, Bobby Wagner, Telvin Smith. Telvin Smith can blaze. I'm not sure if I saw really anyone that could cover ground the way he could on that defense. If you look at Miles Jack. A guy that when I evaluated in college, and I think a lot of people did, they saw a guy that could play outside or middle linebacker and dominated both. He's had to, obviously, hasn't always been healthy, but he's a guy that I believe this year can finally have a big year. And if he's healthy and has a big year, that's going to make their defense go from great to absolutely ridiculous, in my opinion. Another guy who could have a big year is Dante Fowler. So Miles Jack, Dante Fowler, guys that have not reached their potential yet, but guys that I still believe in and think that they can do so. When you look at what they have in their secondary, arguably the best pair of cornerbacks in the NFL, AJ Bouye, and if you look at Jalen Ramsey, pretty difficult to say that there are a pair of cornerbacks. Maybe outside, maybe you could put Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters there. But if you were going to ask me which two cornerbacks I would take, I would still take these two. So, looking at that, they have great cornerbacks. And then if you want to look at safety, they got a good safety, but they also drafted a guy that I like, another hard-hitting safety from Alabama, not Minkah Fitzpatrick, but Ronnie Harrison. Looking at what the Vikings have to offer, it's pretty close to what the Jaguars have to offer, but I just like the Jaguars defense a little bit better. And this really right here could be one of the best defenses of all time if these players live up to their potential. All right, guys, that is it for today's show. I'll be back with you guys on Friday answering your guys' questions. Again, send your questions to stevethescout81@gmail.com. Again, stevethescout81@gmail.com. Signing off. Talk to you guys on Friday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.